Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. United States President Joe Biden made a solemn call Wednesday to defend democracy while laying out the reasons for ending his re-election bid. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Biden never mentioned Donald Trump in his Oval Office address, but did make clear what he sees as the stakes in the campaign. The president said Americans face a choice in November.
Between hope and hate. Between unity and division.
He praised presumptive Democratic nominee Kamala Harris.
She's experienced. She's tough. She's capable.
In Charlotte hours earlier.
So now we have a new victim to defeat. Lion Kamala Harris.
Trump mispronounced her name.
The most incompetent and far-left vice president in American history.
Calling her the driving force behind every Biden catastrophe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet with President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris Thursday at a crucial moment for the U.S. and Israel. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to meet with President Joe Biden today and later with Democratic nominee Vice President Kamala Harris in Washington at a time of growing pressure to find a way forward from Israel's nine-month war with Hamas. As protesters were getting arrested in Washington yesterday, Netanyahu offered a defense of Israel's conduct during the war in a fiery address before a joint session of Congress.
For the forces of civilization to triumph, America and Israel must stand together.
Following their talks today, Biden and Netanyahu will meet with families of American hostages. Biden would like to seal a proposed three-phase plan to return the hostages and end the fighting. Jennifer King, Washington.
For additional stories, you can go to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Typhoon Gaimi swept through northern Taiwan on Thursday, killing three people and injuring more than 380 others. Reuters correspondent Diane To reports.
Typhoon Gaimi was the strongest cyclone to hit Taiwan in 8 years. The weather authority says the storm made landfall around midnight on the northeastern coast of Yilan, packing gusts of up to 141 miles per hour before weakening. The storm cut power to around 500,000 households in Taiwan, though the local power utility said most of it had been restored by midday Thursday. Gaimi dumped rain across the island, with eyewitness video showing floods in the southern city of Kaohsiung. Fire officials also said a Tanzania-flagged freighter with nine Myanmar nationals on board had sunk off the city's coast. Authorities said they were searching for the crew, who have not responded to communications.
Reuters correspondent Diane To. Videos have emerged on social media showing people who present themselves as Burkinabe troops committing macabre acts that have been condemned by Burkina Faso's army. David Doyle from Reuters has more.
The footage on social media features men showing off severed body parts and burning them on an open fire. Reuters has not verified any of the videos. In a statement on Wednesday, Burkina Faso's armed forces described the footage as unbearable images of rare cruelty. It condemned the macabre acts as the antithesis of its military values and said it would identify the people in the videos. Last week in neighboring Mali, a video emerged showing a man in Malian military uniform carving up the stomach of a dead body with a machete. Rights groups in the United Nations have accused troops from both countries of serious abuses committed against civilians. Both armies have denied wrongdoing.
David Doyle from Reuters. Kenyan police fired weapons into the air, launched tear gas into streets, and arrested protesters on Thursday afternoon in the country's capital of Nairobi as anti-government protests flared up once again. On Wednesday, President William Ruto addressed the nation, proposing amendments to anti-corruption and public procurement laws and announcing new ministers, some from the opposition, to his cabinet. But activists have criticized the new government as a corrupt bargain. Southeast Asian foreign ministers have gathered in the capital of Laos for a regional forum that runs through Saturday. They will meet with their counterparts from other nations to discuss issues including the economy, security, climate, and energy. Discussions on humanitarian assistance to war-torn Myanmar will continue to be part of the bloc's efforts to implement a peace plan. I'm Christina Menenti.